Do you know them?" said Harry, impressed. "We've met," he said shortly. He was looking at Harry more seriously than ever before. "Don't expect me to cover up for you again, Harry. I cannot make you take Sirius Black seriously, but I would have thought that what you have heard when the Dementors draw near you would have had more of an effect on you. Your parents gave their lives to keep you alive, Harry. A poor way to repay them, gambling their sacrifice for a bag of magic tricks." He walked away, leaving Harry feeling worse by far than he had at any point in Snape's office. Slowly he and Ron mounted the marble staircase. As Harry passed the one-eyed witch, he remembered the invisibility cloak. It was still down there, but he didn't dare go and get it. "It's my fault," said Ron abruptly. "I persuaded you to go. Lupin's right. It was stupid. We shouldn't have done it." He broke off. They had reached the corridor where the security trolls were pacing, and Hermione was walking towards them. One look at her face convinced Harry that she had heard what had happened. His heart plummeted. Had she told Professor McGonagall? "Come to have a good gloat," said Ron savagely as she stopped in front of them. "Or have you just been to tell on us?"
"No," said Hermione. She was holding a letter in her hands, and her lip was trembling. "I just thought you ought to know. Hagrid lost his case. Buckbeak is going to be executed."